All right, today's about to be awesome, both on this podcast and today in general. So today is Thursday, February 22nd. This podcast will come out Friday, February 23rd. So today, I have an event. So a group of us got together and were like, what would it look like if we got a lot of like-minded individuals, a lot of young entrepreneurs, athletes, or just people that want more out of life? What would it look like if we got them under one roof? So that's exactly what we're doing tonight. Tonight at 7 at Cold Life. So it's my buddy Sam's warehouse. We're going to get in there, get in the cold tubs. And I'm going to talk for about 10 minutes. And that's what I'm about to practice right here on this podcast, is giving my speech. So this podcast is really for me. It's really not for you, to be honest. Like, I am getting on here and I'm going to practice this little spill that I just wrote down, and I'm going to practice it on this podcast so I can re-listen to it a couple times and see what I want to modify and what's good and what sticks. So yeah, this podcast is not for you. This is for me. So I'm going to listen to this probably 15 times before 7 o'clock tonight. All right. So this is about to be me speaking to the group that is coming tonight. All right, here we go. This is fucking awesome. Hey, I wanted to get up here and say three things. First off, I want to introduce myself and tell you about a conversation that I had on Friday. Second, I want to tell you why I wanted to create this group. And last, I wanted to tell you what I want to do with this group moving forward. And before we get started, I want to say thank you for coming. And my friends and I joke that I have the good Tourette's. And what that means is when I start talking about something that I care about, I start talking really fast. And then I start stumbling over my words and I'll start like spitting and shit. So if I do that, one of y'all just kind of give me like a, hey, like chill out and we'll be all right. So for those that don't know me, my name is Clayton Nelson. I grew up in Peachtree City, Georgia, and moved to Buford. And that's where I went to high school. It was Buford High School. And ever since I can remember, ever since I was little, all I cared about was football. That's all I wanted to do, is be a college football player. And when people asked me what I wanted to be when I grew up, I said a college football player. So much that my dad moved my family from Peachtree City to Buford so I could play high school football at the highest level. So after my 4 years of Buford, I committed, my senior year, I committed to go play football at Kennesaw State. And my time at Kennesaw State was awesome. Now, it didn't really go the way I planned it to go. I battled a lot of injuries and didn't get much playing time as I wanted to. But it was a great experience, and I made a lot of awesome friendships, and some of those guys are here tonight. So after my senior year of college football, like, I was kind of ready for that chapter to be done, and I was more excited about this new chapter of life I was about to walk into. And with that new chapter of life came a lot more free time than I've ever been accustomed to. The best way I can put it is I was in a relationship for such a long time, and this was the first time I was single in a long time, and I just had a lot of free time, and I really didn't know what to do with it. So after my senior year of football, I hit the travel button. I was go, 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 nonstop, went to Europe twice, did a lot of stuff. It was so much fun, nonstop. But I had to take three more classes to graduate, so I had one more semester left. So after I got back home that summer, I moved back in, you know, with my roommates, and honestly, I still had a whole lot of free time, and I didn't have a lot of things filling up that free time like I did with football. And this is when I first started to notice the void that was growing in me. And that void that was growing in me was growing because a lack of community and a lack of team. Like, I wasn't on a team anymore. Like, I went to school and I went home to my roommates. But my roommates played football, so they were gone majority of the day. And my other roommate's a YouTube golfer, so he's golfing all the time. So I went from seeing 100 guys every single day and being held accountable by them and being part of a team, being around that energy, to not being involved at all. And it messed with me. It messed with my head. It kind of messed with my sense of purpose. And I knew I wasn't the only one that was feeling that way, because I would talk to my friends who just got done with college and now they're in their career working their job, and they're working really hard at their job because they want to be successful. But they spend so much time working at their job that they forget to get tapped in with community. And they're talking like, wait, what's all this for? Like, yeah, I'm working a job and I think I can make a whole lot of money this year, but like, what's all this for if I'm not really enjoying it? I'm not really enjoying a community or the people around me. And I knew my friends that just got done playing football with me were feeling the same way. They kind of felt that void of not having the team anymore. That's a real thing. And I kept having these conversations. And I thought, well, shit, why don't I just start recording these conversations? And that's how the podcast started. And that was the first time since football I felt on fire for something. That's the first time I felt confident in myself. That was like, okay, I found my thing and I loved it. And during this time, I noticed that I was broke as hell and I needed to get a job. So that's when I started working for my dad and his business partner selling sporting goods. And it was an awesome job. And it still is an awesome job, but I still work it. So I was in school, was working this job, and I just started the podcast. And I was enjoying the podcast. I loved it. It lit me on fire. So much that I really stopped drinking. I stopped going out on the weekends. My whole weekends was filled with podcasts. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I was either recording a podcast, editing a podcast, or learning how to grow a podcast. That's all I was doing on the weekends because majority of the week was filled with school and work. So the only time I was able to pursue this dream of mine was on the weekend. So I didn't go out. I quit drinking for a couple months because I was so obsessed with this podcast. And I got so obsessed with it. That was the only thing that I thought about during my free time. It's the only thing that I wanted to work on during my free time was how to have better conversations and all the little, you know, kinks of how to grow a podcast, especially equipment wise, which I still need help on. And finally got done with school, finally graduated. So I was like, all right, perfect. Now I get a whole lot more free time, you know, and instead of allotting that time equally to work and a podcast, I put more of that time in a podcast just because it lit me on fire. It didn't light me on fire to go to work. Now I like my job. My job is cool, but it doesn't light me on fire. But this podcasting did. It allowed me to have conversations, awesome conversations with awesome people. And that's what I wanted to do. So I kind of dove in a little bit more on the podcasting thing. And I knew, I was like, damn, this is something that I want to do the rest of my life, but I don't know how to do it. So my dad is my boss. And he could tell that the job I was working was not first on my list. It was not my priority. The podcasting kind of took priority over school and the job. And once school was out of the way, that podcasting still stayed first. And my dad noticed this. So this Friday, we had a conversation. And I want to tell you about this conversation. We had a dad-to-son conversation. And we had an employee-to-employer conversation. And it was a good conversation. It needed to be had. And I understood where he was coming from. He was expressing his concerns about this road that I'm on right now. He just doesn't want to see me fail. He doesn't want to see me get hurt. He doesn't want to see somebody else cut me down because he doesn't really understand this world that I'm getting into with podcasting, with YouTube, with coaching. He doesn't understand it. He doesn't come from it. And quite frankly, to be honest with you, I don't truly understand it. I fully don't understand what I'm getting into. And in this conversation, he asked me the question. So yeah, this is good and all, Clayton. And I can see that you're on fire for it. And obviously I'm going to support you with whatever you want to do, but how can you make a living off of this? How can you make money doing this? Is this sustainable? And I took about 30 seconds to digest that question. I didn't say anything. I didn't know exactly how I wanted to respond to this question, but this is what I said. I said, Dad, this might sound crazy, but I'm going to be the best public speaker and podcaster this generation has ever seen. I said, I'm going to be the best public speaker and podcaster this generation has ever seen. Now, I don't know how long that's going to take. I can't tell you a timeline. I don't know how long. It might happen this weekend. It might happen in 3 months. It might happen in 3 years. I don't know. The only thing I do know is I'm going to do it. That's the only thing that I know. The only thing I know is I'm not going to quit. I'm going to keep doing this until I make it. I don't know when I'm going to make it. I just know I'm going to make it because I'm not going to quit. Guys, I'm sleeping on his couch right now. I'm not making a whole lot of money. Half of my closet is in my truck. And I just told you that I'm going to be one of the greatest public speakers and podcasters of our generation. And do you want to know why I believe that? Because these are the times I'm going to talk about when I'm older. These are the times I'm going to talk about when I'm older. We are writing the story right now. We are writing our story right now. So if you're in a shitty chapter in your life, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. As long as you know where you're going, as long as you know how your book ends, you know that there are better chapters ahead. Now I want to tell you why I'm creating this. So I thought to myself, okay, this is what I want to do. I want to be one of the greatest podcasters and public speakers of our time. How can I do that? How can I actually achieve that? And this is the answer I came up with. Surrounding myself with people like you. Surrounding myself with motherfuckers like you. I'm only as good as the people I let pour into my life. I'm only as good as the people I let pour into my life. And it is hard to find like-minded people. It is hard to be around people that are on a similar mission as you. And that might be the reason you're here tonight. Because if you're here, you took time and effort. You sacrificed time and effort to be here tonight. And that takes a rare person to do that. Now I want to tell you what I want to do with this moving forward. And it's very simple. I want to grow. I want to grow the relationships in this room, and I want to grow the impact that this room can have. And you know what pisses me off? You want to know what pisses me off? People don't respect us. People outside of Atlanta do not respect us. This weekend, I was in Austin. I ran a marathon in Austin this weekend. And the reason I went to Austin was because I wanted to experience the city. I wanted to understand, why are so many young entrepreneurs moving here? Like, what is so good about this city? And I had a great time. And I got in with this young group, and we were talking, and most of them lived in Austin. And they all had something going on. We were kind of getting to know each other, kind of giving a little background about us and where we're from. And I kind of told them a little bit about myself, and I told them I was from Atlanta. And one of the guys was like, yeah, dude, why don't you just move to Austin? Like, we have so much, there's so much more going on in Austin than there is in Atlanta. And I just laughed and nodded. I was like, yeah, Austin's pretty cool. And I thought about that comment on the way home. I thought about that comment on my plane ride home. There isn't much going on in Atlanta. And you want to know why that pisses me off? Because they think they're fucking better than us. They think that they're fucking better than us. And I'm not saying that I have a problem with the people in Austin. That shit was awesome. Like, it was really cool. But I don't like when people think that they're better than us. I just don't like that shit. But do you want to know why people move to these cities like New York, like Austin, like LA, like Miami? Do you want to know why young entrepreneurs move to those cities? It's because those cities have groups just like this in those cities. And I think that people don't believe that Atlanta has that group right now. I think people don't want to move to Atlanta because they don't think that Atlanta has those people in their city right now. You want to know something else? Those groups in those cities, they are not better than us. They are no different than us. Anything that they can do, we can do. And I want to leave you with this. This morning, we were on the run of the Run Easy ATL group. And if you're not involved with that, it's so fun. Colin Beechin has created a cult here in Atlanta, and it is an awesome community. So we're on the run this morning, and there's a group of us running, and we're talking about the state of Georgia and how the state of Georgia has produced some of the greatest athletes, music, art, and entrepreneurs in the world. Georgia has produced some of the greatest individuals the world has to offer. And right now, I believe Atlanta is a hotbed for untapped potential, and all it needs is a spark, and that's what we're doing right here, and that's what I want with this group moving forward, and that's all I have to say. Fuck. So that was, I was just standing up. I had to stand up to give that. So like I said, this is not for you. This is for me. I'm about to go back and listen to this and see things I might want to add, things I want to take out. But this is how I plan my little speech I'm about to give here in a couple hours to go. So, yeah. All right, cool. I'll see y'all next week.